Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. This is Mama Seven. Everybody, you get to catch me with my hair down a little bit. It's Monday. I'm not doing the fast right now. I'm feeling good. I got my to-do list chunked down a little bit. Good grief. So right now I am getting to focus on this very big project called Devotions. Devotions comes from, there's a couple of things that it's derived from. Since I was young, I've always done the big Islamic Ramadan fast, and probably starting about since 9 or 10. And I've always found it a wonderful way of kind of reconciling the damage I've done to my body through the year and just getting my body and my mind back in shape. And even though I would not call myself a Muslim, I'm very much a spiritualist, there is a profound benefit to reconciling yourself and to putting yourself in the highest spiritual sense that you can get into. And this requires a little bit of work. And it's just a little bit of work because this world that we're in would have you thinking it's a lot of work. And it's not. It really isn't. It's a little bit of work. And each year I'm like, okay, even when I was in college, I said, look, I need some help. I can't be doing this fast by myself. And so when I was in school, I'd say, okay, I need some help. I want three other people to fast with me at least on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, something. And so I was able always every year to find someone who took pity on me to fast with me as a wonderful approach started taking shape and having real legs has been in formation now for approximately 6 years. We've been using this time within a wonderful approach to say, okay, look, it's time to get serious. You know, it's time to get ourselves lined up for the spring, for the summer. We got summer coming in. We got some real things that we're trying to achieve. Don't let this idea of the shelter in place, this corona idea, think that you are relieved from your responsibilities. You're not. You know, we still have the responsibilities of making our prayers. Don't slack up from that. We still have responsibilities to getting all of our work in place, whatever prayers we need to learn, whatever rituals need to be accomplished. We have still responsibilities to get all of that done. You know, I was so glad, and now I understand why Spirit was like, no, you have to have your Leke ceremony as soon as the year clicks in. I was like, as soon? We can't get no money up? They're like, no. It has to be as soon as you can. And that first week in March was the first weekend that EI was not working with another group. So, so very glad to have gotten that done. But now we can see we got so much more work to do. And we're still working, you know. And so this devotion is going to be a big deal. Last year we had 17 people. And I was so ecstatic. I'm going to say we started with 17. We probably ended with a good 12. But we had a 17 strong. This year, we already have commitments of 25 with another 5 or 10 that are thinking about it. So I am super excited because that means there's going to be even more people that are going to be taking some steps to get themselves on their spiritual path and really do all that they can. So I am happy and proud. I'm elated. I'm all of those things because not only do I have some help, because you're going to need some help. So not only do I have some help, but there's going to be more and more people that realize that they can achieve a level of spiritual enlightenment. Sometimes we get so focused on what we can't do that we forget there are things we can do. And I hope that this fast, this devotion helps you to realize it. In this devotion, we have quite a few people that have never fasted before. And so that tickles me because I think a wonderful approach is awesome. And as everyone knows, I'm not a wonderful approach. I'm Mama Seven. A wonderful approach is all of those people that commit to working in the positive in a spiritual fashion. And so I think a wonderful approach is awesome. Not only do you, as you're going through this fast, you're going to get a lot of instruction, but you're also going to get a fast buddy. Your fast buddy is going to be someone like you that is going to be someone like you that is going to be working hard. Okay. Someone like you, I have a text. Can you hear me? I just need to make sure you can hear me real quick. Can I get just someone to press one just to make sure that I can be heard real quick? Got it. Okay. But, yeah, so not only in this fast do you get the opportunity to fast, you're going to have prayers delivered to your phone every day. That's what I've been working on. And I want to say thank you to my helpers, Prentice and Keontae, that are going to be helping me to get the prayers to your door each morning. So we're going to be starting the day in prayer. That you'll get that in your text message. You're going to have your little inspirational motive. You're going to have a fast buddy, someone that's going to, you know, someone just that you could check up on, hey, how you doing with your fast? You know, how's it coming? Even though the fast itself is not very difficult, it's hard to kind of get back to that way of the world. You know, it's hard to get back to the spiritual path that we're trying to achieve. So we have, I'm going to be asking those that fast with me last year, you're probably going to be teamed up with someone who's never fasted before and needs a lot of support. And just understand, you know, that is the wonderful approach way. You know, each one is going to grab someone and we're going to work through this together. So I'm very, very excited about not just the devotions in general, not just people getting right with their prayers, but also I'm so proud to see those that took steps last year thinking harder about how they're going to take steps this year and also taking on the responsibility of saying, hey, I'm going to do more. I'm going to try more. So I really, really want everyone to, you know, just try it. Just try it. Now, let me tell you, you may be thinking at this point, how do I do the devotions? You know, how is this different from the fast? So there's a basic level, okay? This is what everyone in a wonderful approach should be doing anyways, but we're especially trying hard to do it during devotions, okay? This is the basics. And you'll get a little text message to remind you about the basics. One, no cursing, precision of language. And when I say no cursing, take it as far as you can. You know, all the little damns, all that, just let it go. You know, all the negative self-talk, all of that. It's not precise. It's not what you mean. We have to understand how powerful our words are. We have to understand that we're actively creating this existence that we're on. So let's really think about no cursing, okay? In the fast, just so everyone knows, it's 30 days, all right? No fast food. Now, fast food was created for convenience. There are days when it's super convenient just to stop at McDonald's. I have a little one who's not so little, who eats, okay? And I understand that no fast food can be a trial. I'm telling you, plan ahead. You know, and for those that fast with me in November knows, I don't care. There's no excuse. No fast food. Pack you a snack, a baggie, go home for lunch, whatever you have to do. in the money, like let's say twice a week I'm eating out somewhere, that money you should be tucking to the side, and we're going to find a way, a place to donate it. You may already know a family that's in need. We're going to find, you know, so that money, you know, is going to be, not only are you sacrificing the food, but let's sacrifice those funds too. I know McDonald's was good for getting, you know, it's just quick. Just grab a biscuit, keep going. You know, we're going to take those funds and we're going to say, no, we're not going to try this right now. We're going to, for 30 days, those funds that you would spend, go ahead and add those to a little pot, and we'll find a way to donate that somewhere at the end of this, okay? No fast food, no soda. We have to limit the soda, so it's not good for you. See, these things that we're saying no to, they're not good for us anyways. We needed to kind of pull them in, but this time we're going to be intentional about it. And I'm not just talking about from sunup to sundown, no soda. I'm just saying no soda. Let it go. And for the people like me, I'm going to say it, no soda, no sweet tea. You know what I'm saying? Don't switch soda for lemonade. You know what I'm saying? For, I mean, fruit juice, that's one thing. But, you know, let's not substitute and let's not get cheeky with it. You know what I'm saying? Just really give it up. Give it up as something that, as a sacrifice. Understand, we're taking all of these things and we're wrapping them up into a gift for God. So there's no one watching you. You know, if your spouse knows about it, they may know. The kids might know. But really, there's no one watching you do this. This is all about you and God. This is all about really trying to get yourself, mind, body, spirit, ready to be in this state to be used, okay? So really, let that sugar go. Let it go. Increase prayer and spiritual study. Everyone should have a spiritual study. Everyone should have something that they're working on. You should have an assignment, whether that is to memorize so many prayers. That's always the beginning. It's always the beginning. Then after that, some people have a practice of herbs. Some people have a practice of different religious cultures, some stones. I mean, there's so much that we need to understand. I need a numerologist. I need, you know, we got all kinds of stuff going on. There are tons of things to study and build relationships with. During this 30 days, we should be making prayer every day. I know for me, because these days are long, that sun's not going down until 8 o'clock. So I do my prayers twice a day, like lunch, you know. I mean, I pray in the morning, I pray in the evening. But during this fast, to help keep my mind straight, because the devil be busy, to keep myself straight, I do make an extra prayer in the middle of the day where I would have eaten instead, because I'm trying to show not just a decrease of certain things, I'm also trying to have an increase. So increase your prayer and study. Every day you're going to get that text message with your prayer in it, okay? Increase your journal and meditation at least once a week during these 4 weeks. Try to get some writing in. Writing touches a different piece of your brain. It gives you different access, okay? So I really would like everyone to take the time once a week, journal, meditate, okay? Number 7, this is still basic. Okay. No weed or alcohol. And I felt the gas from over here, okay? These are mind-altering things, okay? For 30 days, we're going to be purely a vessel without the alterations of a substance, without any of that. We're going to be a vessel, all right? Vessel means you got to pull your own self out. Even the things you think you like, even the things you think you need, because there are some people that think they need that soda. There are some people that think they need KFC, and it's not true. So we have to go and start to break down these things that we have developed a dependency on and get back into the things that are really, really good for us, okay? And then the last thing is a personal sacrifice, all right? Something personal that you gave up. It's been, okay, the baby's 14. It's been 13 years since I've watched TV. I don't, I gave up TV 1 year. I said, you know, my personal sacrifice is going to be I'm going to give up TV. And I've never gone back. I felt so much better having that 2 hours a day freed up. I felt so much better not letting the news manipulate my thoughts and feelings and whatever. I read the newspaper. I'll read online. But as far as just giving them free access to my brain, I just don't do that anymore. And there are a number of habits that I've started. They started off as just personal sacrifices. Even though you have a nice long list of basic requirements, you know, a personal sacrifice could be adding in a 15-minute walk every day. That's additional to what it, that's personal. That's your personal sacrifice. Additional sacrifice might mean that you're going to go do some volunteer work every week. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just as simple as, you know, cleaning off a neighbor's walk or, you know, we can't touch anybody right now, but there may be something that you can do in your neighborhood, in your community. You know, personal sacrifice, I know there are quite a few people that need to lay up off of the red meat. This would be a great time to get it done. For those that are not getting enough self-care in, promising yourself that you will go to bed at a certain time so that you get enough rest is a personal sacrifice, you know. So there's all kinds of ways that don't even have anything to do with food that you can make that personal sacrifice for to achieve part of this devotion, okay? It's always difficult. If it wasn't difficult, then it wouldn't be a devotion. But understand, this is all about making a personal offering to God. This is when we're coming in and kind of moving out of our own thoughts, our own whatever, and saying, I want to work with God. I want to try to get myself and my family ready. I say family because it's always easier to fast with other people. I know I've been working all my life to get other people to fast with me. But, you know, my big boy Solomon, he does the fast. He does the fast well. He knows that during fast time, as much as he likes to work out and everything like that, he has to take it a little slower. You know what I'm saying? The purpose of the fast is not to kill yourself. The purpose of the fast is to recognize that you are focusing yourself spiritually so that you can build and move forward and build that spiritual muscle up for this 30 days. This is going to be Talib's first fast, taking his fast to another level. He makes sacrifices. Of course, he has to get his basics done because I ain't buying no fast food, not for me, not for him. But he's going to have to take it a step further, and he's going to have to actually go. He's going to have to do the advance where there will be no food and no there will be no food from sunup to sundown. And he'll be doing that. I'll be in the house here with him. This is going to be his first fast. He's going to need a fast buddy because Lord knows that thing is cranky. But, you know, when we are working as a family unit, when everyone in the household is like, say, look, we're not doing this. We're going to wake up early in the morning. We're going to make our prayers. We're going to have our food, whatever that is. I'm a bagel and fruit person. Some people like oatmeal. Just depends. And then I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to sacrifice. That's what we're doing. That's the whole purpose of this, okay? Fasting is a very powerful tool. Very, very powerful. All religions and all cultures do it in some form or fashion. There's the Daniel's fast. In fact, Lent and Easter and all, there's every single culture has a fast day or moment in it. So I'm very excited about moving forward in this. I have seen many a miracle come forward from fasting. So let me give you some tips on good fasting. Good fasting is being intentional. That means waking up in the morning, starting your day with prayer, starting your day with food. If you are married, if you have a partner, whether they're fasting with you or not, wake them up so you can at least pray together. You know what I'm saying? Start your day. You know, I don't know if enough of us start our day with prayer. You know, it's easy to wake up and mumble. It's dark, it's cold, it's hot, it's whatever. But really, wake up and be thankful for a moment. You know, wake up and realize that you're on the green side of the grass and God has given us another opportunity to get this understanding good. So, you know, good tips. Be prepared. Don't get caught out there hungry. You know, if you're not doing the sun up to sundown, if you're not on the advanced track, and that's not necessary. What's necessary is that we all do our basics. But don't get caught dying of thirst and all you see is sodas around you. Carry you some water in the car. Get you a little cooler if you have to. You know, there's all kinds of ways that we have to be prepared. You know, if you got your smoke buddies and you may have to skip them for a month, you know, and be like, yeah, we are going to blaze it up later, but not right now because I'm trying to stay focused on something, you know. So, you know, it's really a challenge. It really is a challenge. But then when you think about all the benefits, it really is not. So, you know, I'm very excited about it. I know that we're all going to do well. The people that had Fast Buddies last year, some of those relationships are still in place, you know, where we're calling and we're checking on each other and realizing we have so much in common. I didn't know this was a struggle for you. I didn't struggle for me, you know. And so, you know, we all have these, we develop closer relationships with each other with the fast. And so I'm super excited for it. There are some, like I said, that I know are fasting, and I already have your name down. And then there's another 15 people that I invited that I wasn't sure, but I wanted to invite you. I just want you to give me a quick text tonight. You know, I'm in, looking forward to my Fast Buddy. And then we're going to go ahead and get Fast Buddy set up. The fast starts on the 24th. That's a Friday. That means Friday morning is day one, okay? We're going to really, really work hard to put positive things in place. Don't do this with a bad attitude because then you're doing it wrong. And there's been many a person that have done a good thing in a wrong way, okay? So if this is making you cranky, if this is making you, then you're just not ready. And you have to work with, you know, evolving yourself to the point where you can be ready to make these kind of sacrifices with the right spirit, okay? I had a sister, it was such a compliment. You know, I don't think she was trying to compliment me. I think she was just talking. But, you know, she was saying, you know, I'm not who I was last year when I did the fast. I'm in so much a better space that now I really think I can get what the fast is trying to give me. And I was like, yes, yes, because I heard growth. I heard development. Actually, I heard an excitement and anticipation and a planning for getting ready to get oneself ready to do the fast. And to really be a full part of the fast, not just, you know, I want to make sure Mama Feed You don't fuss with me, Mama Seven don't fuss with me. It was really, I'm doing this because I'm ready to challenge myself. I'm ready to see how far I can go. I really want to be precise in my language. You know, people that smoke cigarettes, those cigarettes, once you stop smoking, within hours, your body starts to repair itself. You know, within 2 hours, you have taste buds that are coming back to you. You know, your lungs are repairing everything. And so I'm like, man, with just hours of not smoking. So if you're fast, you got all your basics, giving up those cigarettes, let's say that's your personal sacrifice, okay? And add in, like, what, 15 minutes of walking. After these 30 days, I don't see you going back, you know. And that's not my purpose. I don't have a purpose in this. All I'm doing is providing a platform. At the same time, I know and I have seen people finish this fast in a much better state of mind, body, and spirit than when they started. And I have seen some of these habits become lifelong habits, which of course is helpful. So going into this, you know, as everyone's, you know, kind of clenching themselves and, you know, getting your shoulder ready to put into the fight, it's very important that you understand there should be goals in this for yourself. I've already created, for me personally, some educational goals, and I went a step further to say I need some help with my goals. And so I've already reached out and gotten my tutor, my helper that's going to be helping me achieve these goals. So very much so, understand what we're trying to do. You are trying to get right with God. I'm going to provide you the support and the platform that you can really take this tool and you can take it as far as you want to go. You can build, you can grow, you can develop, you can do all that. It's there for you. A wonderful approach is such an amazing concept where we are really working together. So you're not going to feel by yourself. You're not going to feel alone. You may feel a little hungry. In those first 3 days, if you can survive those first 3 days, you got it, okay? But it's going to take surviving those first 3 days. It's going to take really focusing. And I'm going to tell you, if you got you a trigger, and everyone knows who their triggers are, who the person is, who the people are, where the places are, 30 days, you just have to back up. If you know going on Facebook is going to make you explode, then don't do it. Limit your time. Give yourself all of 8 minutes, you know. If you already know that this is going to be a problem, work against that, okay? After the devotions, we have a bit of a celebration. We go to the ocean. We make offering. We do baptisms. We do cleansing. It's a very necessary part of life, okay? And we'll be ending this May 23rd, but because of this virus and sheltering in place and people's jobs and stuff, we're going to move that date back to July 10th. July 10th, right now, I know there are 3 people that are going to be going through a naming ceremony. So after you're complete with this fast, there are some people that will be earning a new name for themselves, a new understanding for life. And so we're going to have ceremony. So that Saturday we'll be at the ocean. That Saturday evening we'll be at the naming ceremony. We'll all be supporting them coming into a new aspect of themselves. And then Sunday there's another surprise. So all of that is going to be going on July 10th. Sister Nisi is assisting me with a lot of those arrangements, and she will be reaching out to right now to the 3 people that are going to be having the naming ceremony. And if you are interested in either the naming ceremony and if you need lodging, Sister Nisi is available. She's going to be taking a list, and she's going to be making sure everybody has their place that they're going to be staying and that they have everything that they need so that ceremony can roll smoothly, okay? So I want to thank my 3 helpers, Trinis, Keontae, and I have Nisi that's going to be handling the ceremonial parts with me. And I really encourage everyone on this journey that we're on. We're going to blow this out the water. I am so proud of just the people right now that say that they're ready for this new part of their life. Right here, right now, there are people that are saying, I can do more. I can do better. I'm one of those people. I know I can do more. I know I can do better. And that's what I'm going to do. And we're going to do it together. And so I'm very, very happy, and I'm very proud of everyone that is sticking their neck out here to have to deal with all these additional rules. But honestly, understanding that these are things that are going to help us both in the short term and in the long term. If you have any questions, please contact me directly, and we will work through any questions that you may have. For those that got an invitation and you're not quite sure, but you're going to make up your mind, reach out to me. Just give me a text. Let me know, hey, I'm ready. I'm looking forward to my fast buddy, and because I really want to start getting people matched up with their fast buddies as soon as possible. And we're going to move forward, and we're going to build and grow and learn new things about ourselves and about our brothers and sisters. And to all my newbies, all I'm looking for is a try, okay? But it has to be a good try, really, really now. It has to be a good try. Don't blow smoke at me, okay? And also understand when you're making these commitments and at the end of the 30 days, it's like, okay, did you do your best? Because this is something we're not giving to someone we know. This is something we're giving to God. So when I say do your best, I mean do your ultimate best, because this is one of those gifts that we give to God, and we hope that it's accepted and hope that it's received in the best light. So I really want to see some good effort out there. So when you're thinking about your personal sacrifice, really let's put some thought into it, something that you know that would please God for you to give up for 30 days. Okay? All right. I'm not going to keep you long because it's not necessary tonight. Any questions, get back with me individually so I can answer you individually. And we should be having our fast buddies information by the beginning of next week, okay? So let me know in the next day or two who's in, who's on board, and who's not, okay? All right. So we'll speak more very soon. I thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your Monday to get this information, and I look forward to the past. Okay, peace.